This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Artbeat is a Central Texas organization focused on dance, performance, education, and preservation. And with us today here on Inside Austin is founder and board president Brenna Kuhn, also Lindsay Polinski. She's the executive director at the Artbeat Foundation. Online, it's artbeatfound.org. Guys, I appreciate you joining me today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here.
Let's talk about the organization. What is it? What's Artbeat? What's the goal of the organization? What kind of a difference are you trying to make?
Well, I started the studio back in 2017, Artbeat Dance Center, because I was looking to have a place where people could come and dance that had a real community feel, a place where people could feel safe and nurtured in their dance classes, and a place where everybody felt comfortable coming to dance. So we have classes for kids ages 2 to 102 is what we say. We have adult classes. We have children's classes. It's not a competitive dance environment. It's really a place where people can come and dance for the joy of dancing. And we have students that pursue dance professionally, but we also have students that come because they just love to move. And we have adults that come because they danced in their youth or they want to try something new later in life. And it's a place where it's a safe space for everybody to, you know, get their groove on and dance and enjoy it. And as we developed and we started to grow and we really pursued this idea of creating community, we realized that there were some populations in Austin that really weren't given any access to dance classes, particularly kids with special needs or adults with Parkinson's disorder. And what kind of led me specifically to that was a friend of mine in college is part of the Mark Morris Dance Institute's Dance for PD program. And this program is amazing. They have, through their work, developed a program for Dance for Parkinson's, where they work with adults living with Parkinson's and their caregivers to really find ways to help these adults move and develop and grow and find ways that really help as almost a therapy for their lives. They come out of these classes feeling stronger and more empowered. And I just knew that this was a program that was so special that we had to have it here. So we sent some teachers to get trained and certified in their teaching techniques, and we started the program here. And in order to support all of that, from the adaptive dance for children and the Parkinson's Dance for Parkinson's program, we started our nonprofit, the Artbeat Foundation. That allowed us to also go into creating even more programming, including a cancer survivorship program. My husband was diagnosed with cancer about 10 years ago, and one of the things that really helped him was movement and yoga and breathing. And I got involved with a great group called Team Survivor here in Central Texas. And partnering with them and the Breast Cancer Resource Center, we started to create classes that were just for cancer survivors. And here at the studio, anybody who's a cancer survivor can come and take a class for free. We want them to just get moving and get connected to their bodies again and celebrate the fact that they're here and they're moving. So we keep expanding our programming. We want to offer more. We started a scholarship program and a tap dance preservation program. And so that's how it kind of got started, was just basically wanting to create community and create access to dance for everybody. And then it just kept growing and growing as we found all of these needs in our community.
Where is the studio, the dance studio, physically located? What city is it?
The studio is physically located in Cedar Park, Texas, right at Cypress Creek and Lakeline. And our classes for the foundation operate both out of the studio and virtually. So folks can join some of our foundation programs from anywhere in the country if they want.
And what about the benefits of dance? There's got to be physical, mental, emotional. Just run down some of the benefits, if you would, that people get just from dancing.
Oh, there are tons. So if we're going on just purely emotional, personal level, dance is fun and it brings joy to people's lives. It really is a place where people can work on their own creative expression and also work within a group. And so you have feelings of teamwork while also personal individual development. And then from a more scientific standpoint, dance strengthens the brain bridge that connects the left and right hemispheres of your brain. It carves new neural pathways for your brain so that you are able to retain information later in life. It helps memory and recognizing patterns. It grows motor skills, fine motor skills. You name it, dance helps with it.
And what about age groups? Is dance good for everyone, or is there like a beginning date? Do you start at, 5, 6, 10, 60? When do you start?
Well, babies are wiggling and moving and stuff in the womb, and as soon after they're born, our programs here at the studio start once a kid is potty trained. We are not a licensed daycare provider, so we can't help children go potty. So once a kid is potty trained, that's when they can start traditional classes, and that begins with creative movement. So it is very game-based. They're not, doing double pirouettes at 2.5 years old. And then our foundation program classes, our adaptive dance program is geared towards children who are about starting at 7 or 8 years old up through about 13 or 14 years old. Our scholarship program reaches kids ages 10 through 18. And then our Parkinson's program is for any person living with Parkinson's. There is no age limit on who can have Parkinson's disease, and so we don't put an age limit on that program, as well as our cancer survivor program. Sometimes we have caregivers that come with the person who has Parkinson's or has cancer or has beat cancer. And we had a mom and daughter came into some of our classes, and the daughter was 15 years old, but she was in it with her mom at every chemo appointment and everything like that. And so, again, really just meeting our mission of creating a community. Those are our age ranges. We'll find some way to make it work for pretty much anybody.
Yeah, and kids start when they're really young oftentimes, but I know professional dancers that didn't start dancing until they were in their 20s and had full professional careers. So there really is no key age to start dancing. I have one of my biggest classes is my adult beginning tap class, and we have so much fun laughing and dancing, and it's just a great time. So you can start at any age.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to the folks from Artbeat Foundation. It's founder and board president Brenna Kuhn, also Lindsay Polinsky, executive director there. If you want to find out more, artbeatfound.org. Now, let me ask you about coronavirus. It's still an issue and has been now for, I guess, more than a year. How's it affected the foundation? How's it affected the business? Have you had to cancel or move performances? How are you dealing with the pandemic?
Yeah, so, we can sit here and say that, well, everything is different. But the truth is we've really tried to keep things as consistent as possible for our students. But there are some things that have changed. We had to cancel our large, high school auditorium size spring performance. And what we did is we moved our performance into our studio. We have the ability to turn our studio into a black box theater and had smaller performances. We also moved a number of our foundation classes online because children in the adaptive dance program who most of our students have autism spectrum disorders or Down syndrome, they are in high risk categories for coronavirus. And, they are the folks who need to stay home to stay safe. So we wanted to have them keep dancing. And so we moved that program to online only. We are going to bring them in for a special performance opportunity at the end of May for their parents and siblings. Again, keeping it really small, but turning our studio into a black box.
The same with our Dance for Parkinson's program. We moved that class exclusively online. We also were doing a lot of outreach to assisted living facilities in the area, and we had to stop all of those classes because a lot of those facilities were no longer able to accept outside vendors. Our studio classes and some of the classes that our cancer survivor members participate in are still offered in person or online via Google Classroom. We record our classes and then post them the next day so that folks who are at home can still, you know, get the benefits of dance on their own time in their own home. And then we, you know, we're economically impacted by the coronavirus. We, you know, our student population went down by about 50%, and we had to cancel our spring gala benefit dinner that was supposed to be last spring. And then we thought, well, we'll move it till the summer. And then we had to just full on cancel that. So we lost some funding. So our scholarship program is the program that took the biggest hit on that. We lost a lot of funding to the scholarship fund, and then our adaptive dance program did suffer because we had a number of assistants who we were able to pay in the past to be dedicated weekly assistants, and now we aren't able to pay them. We are very fortunate that we have some amazing ArtBeat buddies who still volunteer their time for this program, but it has impacted the amount of kind of one-on-one attention we can offer our students in our foundation program.
And we also have been working to try to find some virtual options for performances. This year we did our very first ever Nutcracker that was sort of ArtBeat style. We called it Mixed Nuts, and we included all of our studio classes as well as our foundation programs, and it was a completely virtual Nutcracker. So everything was recorded and edited and released online so that families could not only see their kids and their students and their family members participate in it as everybody sent in recordings, but then they were able to enjoy it at home. And so everybody was able to stay safe, but we were able to still produce a production that was completely virtual.
And I know that ArtBeat has got a focus on history and preservation. Can you talk about your history and preservation efforts when it comes to dance?
Yeah. So ArtBeat is really focused on tap dance preservation. Tap dance is a uniquely American art form and dance form. And I was lucky enough when I was a kid, my teacher, Lloyd Story, was a protege of the great Bill Bojangles Robinson. He's the guy who danced with Shirley Temple in all of those movies. And he really taught me the importance of tap dance history and sharing it and passing it on. And I was very lucky when I was young. I got to dance and learn from a lot of the great mentors and creators of this great American art form of tap dance. And they all tasked me with the important skill of passing it on and sharing it with future generations. And I have really taken that to heart. So one of my mentors, Diane Walker, has been working with us to create a archive of the Leon Collins work, which he is, again, one of the great tap dance masters. So we work with her to work through his syllabus of material and just working with a lot of the great tap dance masters to create archives of their work before they are gone or their immediate protégés are gone, so that we have that and we can continue to pass it on and share it with future generations.
And we've got about a minute left here. What did we leave out of the conversation? I'll give you each a chance to speak. What would you like to say to Central Texas that we didn't get a chance to get into on this segment?
I would just like to say that we're here because we believe everyone can dance. And if you want to dance, find us. We're here for you. We are open arms and open doors to all of Central Texas. And, you know, the work that the foundation does is so important in making sure that everyone is seen and heard in the art form of dance.
Yeah, I want to second that and just say that everybody here is welcome. And we really want to create a space that everybody can come to and everybody can dance at. And even if you are not interested in dancing, but you are a patron of the arts or you are a supporter of the arts, then I would like to encourage you to consider giving to your favorite local arts organization or dance organization. You know, everybody has been so severely impacted by the coronavirus, and I know that everybody has needs, especially, you know, and there are a lot of organizations that have been taking care of basic needs for people during this time. But, you know, the arts organizations have really been suffering. We haven't been able to have live performances. You know, much like the music venues and the music organizations in this town, the arts organizations have really been struggling through all of this, and we really need your help. So if you are interested in making a donation to the Artbeat Foundation, you can go to www.artbeatfound.org and click on donate, and we would be so grateful for any support that we can get.
All right,
absolutely.
Guys. From Artbeat Foundation, that's founder and board president Brenda Kuhn. Also, Lindsay Polinsky, she's executive director, again, Artbeat Foundation. You want to find out more, artbeatfound.org. Guys, I appreciate your time here on Inside Austin.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.